It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Dr. Paul Smolin here, also known as Doc Smo. For those of you who are new to the DocSmo.com website, I am a real board-certified pediatrician with now 33 years of private practice under my belt. I have learned a lot in all those years, and I'm happy to share it with you with these short, educational, and hopefully entertaining podcasts I call PEDcasts. It's getting cold outside, and the little ones are starting to get sick at an alarming rate. So I thought it might be timely to pass on some tips I have learned about how to keep your little Janie or Johnny from getting sick during the long winter ahead. And speaking to that point, I recently found an article in Parents Magazine by Michelle Crouch about how to avoid winter sickness in your children. So today I thought I might review the 6 steps that the author of this Parents Magazine article recommended and add a little DocSmo wisdom to her article. Recommendation number 1, teach and remind your children to wash their hands before eating and after being at school or other activities with other children. The article stressed that washing with soap and water for at least 15 seconds is the best way to make sure those little fingers aren't harboring colds and flu. Hand gels will also do, but I prefer good old soap and water. I also recommend to my patients that they avoid indoor play dates with other children, if at all possible. Stay outside. Your children are very unlikely to touch the same rock or stick outdoors, thereby spreading illness. But indoors, sharing germs is a given, especially if they eat together. Recommendation number 2, insist that your children spend as much time as possible outdoors. I totally agree. Being outside doesn't make us sick. In fact, it does the opposite. It keeps us healthy. Your child's vitamin D levels go up when they're outdoors. They acclimatize to cooler weather. And I believe your child's immune system gets jazzed up for the winter. If your child has a fever or is already sick, on the other hand, exposure to extremes of weather can make them sicker. I think you need to understand that distinction. So going outside doesn't make them sick, but being outside when you are sick, not so good. Recommendation number 3, make sure your child gets enough sleep. I totally agree with this one as well. Additionally, DocSmo thinks this is one reason that each child should have their own bed and not sleep in groups if possible. Sharing secretions on the same pillowcase or bedding is a great way to make a bunch of children and parents sick. I see children regularly who share the flu or strep throat that I'm pretty sure share the germ sleeping in the same bed with a brother, sister, or friend. Recommendation number 4, try and teach your children not to touch their face, mouth, or nose. Now, the author admits this is hard to do, but I think there is probably a better strategy. If everyone taught their kids to cough and sneeze into their elbow instead of their hands and give the no flu fista or the elbola when greeting others, don't shake hands, a child's simple facial touch wouldn't be as likely to make them sick, since most of their germs would be on their elbow instead of their hands. Recommendation number 5, eat a healthy diet rich in foods that have vitamin C, like broccoli and citric fruit, eating fish and dairy that have a lot of vitamin D, and yogurt for its probiotic effect. DocSmo recommends adding a vitamin D supplement and a probiotic to up your child's nutritional game in the wintertime. Remember, there's about 1,000 times more probiotic bacteria in a probiotic than a cup of yogurt. Recommendation number 6, get a flu shot for your child. It's the best way to reduce their chance of getting that serious illness we call influenza. It reduces their chance by about 50%. And if you keep your children from getting the flu, then you're unlikely to get the flu, and grandma's unlikely to get the flu, and grandpa's unlikely to get the flu. And if those older individuals do come down with influenza, it can spell for very serious trouble. So take it from Doc Smo, get your children a flu shot. Well, that's it for this PEDcast. A great reminder from Parents Magazine about avoiding sickness in the winter, with a few additions from Doc Smo. I hope you found that useful and helpful. And thanks for listening and helping to make DocSmo.com one of the most successful pediatric blogs out there. Now, I'm excited to announce that my new website is about to be unveiled with lots of new features for everybody to enjoy, so check that out. And I'm also excited to announce that my first book, called Canned Doesn't Mean Should, is now in production and should be available by February 2015. More on that soon. This is Doc Smo, hoping this winter is a real breeze without your children ever having to even sneeze. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.